The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
This place over here has a crab cake that is so succulent. Seriously, I'm going to sit one in front of your coochie, and your coochie will want to eat it. It will be like a hermit crab coming out of his coochie shell to eat the crab.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that is known for her ability to make it fit all the way in your butt. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 132 this evening. We are coming at you from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. C.
What up?
What is going on, my lovely, handsome one?
Nothing much.
I'm so happy. You sound a lot more perkier than I was expecting you to be earlier today. Well, because I was thinking about this morning when I was doing prep work, I'm like, fuck, if it goes badly at the dentist, I don't think he's going to be very talkative and peppy.
Well, I mean, it wasn't pleasant, but it's done.
It is. Don't you feel better?
I do.
Awesome.
Yay! It's good stuff.
If you guys would like to join in the conversation, which, I don't know, I'm going to give it out anyway. It's 941-421-0401. Call or not, I don't really care. Just have fun with us. And he's giving me the eye rolls over there. I'm just teasing. You guys know I fucking love you.
Sure you do.
And I have to say, I got a big jump in Twitter followers, so if you're not following me, you should. And if you like it, tell a friend, because I know you like it. So yeah. That's Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio. We got some interesting things to talk about tonight. We got your tits man coming up later.
Good.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Boobs?
With boobs.
What?
Actually, with boobs.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We got some
it's
things.
It's kind of like that's mainly what I expect out of the tits segment. It's tits, really.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you ask a lot.
Well, it's kind of like going to a strip club and expecting nudity. Same thing. I expect nude bodies.
Yeah, but a lot of times you don't get it, though.
I know.
It depends.
Sucks my balls.
You know, and that's pretty disappointing. I think that they should have to advertise that on the outside before you go in if it's... Well, there are ones that say fully nude, but then I have to wear pasties.
I'll go a step further. I think that if you're flying to a state or a county or a city where everything is like that, I should be warned before I go to said city at all. Like, somebody should tell me, sit me down and say, hey, just so you know, the strip clubs here are all bikini. Well, I'm not going. I'm not fucking going to Sheboygan. Fuck Sheboygan.
90% of the whores are undercover cops.
Oh, no. Well, I don't care as long as they get naked. They could be undercover cops all night long. I don't care. Whatever.
No, see, that's going to be the new option on like TripAdvisor or something. It's the one up the gnome, the Travelocity. It's right before you book the ticket. It's going to say, before you complete this transaction, here's some things you might want to know. And then at the end, would you like to continue or cancel?
We're in a dry nipple county up here.
A dry nipple
just so you
county.
Know. Man, we ain't no nipples around here. You got to go to the next county over. Got to go to Hazard.
And then you want to go a little bit further if you want the beaver.
No.
Beaver.
You got to go to Canada.
And for a dollar, send him in and show her your butthole. It all works out for the best.
Sure.
I know some of my fans are cyclists.
the cyclists.
They are.
Hey, before you go too far, I just want to mention that way it's done early in the show that you are still on suspension on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Just so we don't go
deep. My Google buzzer.
Like if you're trying to get a hold of her there and you see her liking things, but she just doesn't respond to a goddamn thing. It's not her. She's been thrown off of Facebook for like the 20 millionth time.
I have until August 8th.
It was a 30 day of which you've done a week.
No, August 8th is when I'm allowed back on Facebook. So, like I said, give me
time off for good behavior kind of a thing.
No, I don't, which really sucks. That's why I'm trying to, if I haven't gotten your friend request, hey, sorry. If I haven't wished you happy birthday, I apologize. I'm not a bad friend. I'm just in the naughty corner for showing nipples.
Facebook jail.
Whatever.
Yep.
Go to my Twitter. You fucking see my nipples and my Twitter. You can even go to kikikateradio.com and you can watch me sucking fucking dick.
You're going to have like that ankle bracelet on for a long time. Just so you know. They're not going to cut that off like right away for you. Just so you know.
I'm going to have like some men in suits from Zuckerberg come over.
Rough you up.
Put the band on me.
Yeah. Straight out of Compton style.
Bye, Felicia. You shut down.
So what are we doing today? What's going on?
What are we doing today, kids?
Is there stuff? I heard there was stuff.
There is a rumor about stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about cycling, my cyclist friends. I started talking about that.
You mean people who keep track of their menstrual cycles?
No, I mean people who ride their bicycles.
Oh. Like a cyclist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not like a... Yes.
All right.
One ball Paul.
One ball Paul.
He's a fun character.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. So what about cyclists? Well, I mean, it kills their cock and their sex drive, and you might as well just fucking let the preacher shoot it off now.
Well, this might help. This is it's a new product from Night Cycling. It's a heart-shaped taillight, but it hangs upside down, so it's bike nuts that light up. But they don't advertise it as that at all.
Bike's got nuts.
They
don't
even insinuate that it looks like a pair of fucking testicles. It looks exactly like truck nuts, but it's bike nuts.
But they're red, swollen, angry, and glowing bike nuts.
You can get them in red.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get them in red or blue, green, or multicolored.
Multicolored.
Yeah, like they'll like disco nuts.
All right, you put the multicolored one and wear a yellow hanky in your left pocket, back pocket. Just do that. Go ahead.
It will be awesome. You won't even know what you did before. But yeah, why'd you stop?
I don't know.
But you can get yours for only $6.99.
$6.99 for bike nuts. They glow in the dark, or light.
No, it's like
an actual light fixture.
LED lights.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bike nuts.
And I think it's like 3 AAA batteries or something, but they're made out of silicone and they're waterproof.
Oh boy!
Because you want your bike nuts to be waterproof.
Cool. Do they have in like old man and young man version?
The material is it's stretchy. Because and they even have the little video on their website where you can sit there.
Do they have a nice set of like meaty clackers in there?
Yeah. No, well, actually, no, I think they're crackers? I think they're all the same size.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. But I'm sure maybe if
even
you
the blue
you...
ones are the same size as the multicolored ones, really?
Surprisingly, they
those
are.
Those are bigger, I think. I thought. It's what I read.
I think that's all in your head. Wow. It's all mental.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you guys think that your balls are bigger when you haven't had them squoze in a while, emptied?
No, well, blue balls is a different thing than that, but we're not going to get into that because it just sucks my balls.
I remember that one time. This is when we were living in Orlando. No, you hadn't come in a while, and you were like backed up to the point where it hurt when you came.
Well, it was because we were doing, it was we shot the nun video.
We were doing, yeah, it was
that's
the nun
why.
Video.
And I kept stopping and stopping. Like, I stopped for like 3 hours straight and stop. And eventually I was like, wait, this isn't good. My nuts hurt. Holy fuck, it feels like somebody kicked me in the balls. That's it. It's got to happen.
And then you were like swollen.
I was.
Too. And you're like, feel this. I'm like, because I didn't want it, but you made me.
My little vas deferens were all pumped up.
You've been drinking those smoothies too, been prepping for the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you finally.
It went up one nostril and out the other.
Yeah. Yes, it did. It shot with the force so hard in my mouth when it hit the back of my throat, it shot out my nose.
The other nose. Like it went in one nostril, I think.
No, that was part of it.
Oh, it was like a half of an angry dragon?
No,
but
yeah.
But without holding you down?
Because it started in my mouth and then like I pulled you out because I was about to choke and that's when the second like rope sling went up my nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got you backward so just, and forward.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I'm surprised I didn't drown.
Either way, that hurt. I'm just saying.
Imagine drowning on jizz.
No.
Huh.
Bukkake!
Oh, here's another cool little factoid. My neighbors are moving out.
You're upstairs.
The upstairs neighbor.
Yeah. So the old lady.
Annoying child.
So the old lady I live with here can stop bitching about the children running around acting like children.
I can knit in peace. They make so much goddamn noise.
Whatever.
Honey.
I don't care.
A fucking kid. That's what they do. Just a kid being a kid.
Why do we talk about this all the time?
Well, he's moving.
Exactly.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
You go irritate some other crotchety old lady.
That's right. Hell, he'll probably summon very nice and bake cookies and be like grandmothery. I betcha.
There you go. See, that'll happen.
Everything will be great.
That kid will charm him right in, I'm sure.
Give him the whistle back. That'll be awesome.
I know. Who gives a fucking kid a whistle? Who gives like a 3-4-year-old kid a whistle?
And then locks him out of the back patio like 11:30 at night.
That's like a rape whistle too.
After feeding him like pixie sticks and donuts.
And a whole 5-gallon bucket of chicharrones.
Ooh, that sounds awesome, though.
The 5-gallon bucket of chicharrones?
Fuck yes.
Fuck yeah.
Delicious.
I like my pork rinds in mass style, man. I don't want it Sam style. Like, giant bucket,
that's
man.
That's very family style.
Like Charlie Chip, give me one big old tin.
Bucket.
Fucking fried pork skin.
Hotel pan. Give me a catering bucket.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of pork rind.
Oh. I don't care.
They're tasty.
Fuck yeah, they are. Wow. I wish I could still eat the little hard ones that I love. But
screw you. Don't mention. I can't eat those anymore. Didn't I just go to a dentist today?
Yes, you did.
You can just eat
lick
a dick.
Lick your nut?
Eat a dick.
Okay.
Uncircumcised.
No.
Cheesy.
Hey.
Yep.
Why are you going
extra
there?
Cheese. Because you're not supposed to like it.
Well, there you go. You're definitely. Did we not just talk about that? My mind did not get swayed by this whole article about I'm going to make you change your mind about uncircumcised penises. It's like, no, sir, you did not, and I will tell you why.
So 3 weeks ago.
I don't care.
It's just so 3 weeks.
You're
ago.
You're bringing up the sweater now. The anteater
of
3 weeks
ago.
The Australian anteater.
You know the Australian anteater.
Oh, that was sexy.
That is like an ongoing issue for you.
It is.
I mean, I'm not trying to like break you of it, but I figure if I throw it out there enough, like that way, if you're ever confronted by one, you don't just get startled and like scared away.
No, I'm not going to get startled and scared away. Yeah. She's like,
give it a chance.
You couldn't give me a heads up beforehand?
Yeah, you better do that. You don't just point it at her and have it have that. And she didn't know it was going to have that because you will get a reaction, I think.
I will say, if you ever just meet me in person and you wave it at me and it was unsolicited snake with a sweater wavage, you might get circumcised.
I don't think so. I think it depends on the context and where you are, because I think there are a lot of places that you have been and that we have been that we have hung out where it really wouldn't have been that bad if somebody just came up and waved their cock at you, because you kind of expect it.
But if it looks like that, it's kind of like dead at the end and crusty. Yeah, you should. You might get kicked.
No, you won't kick anybody. You might hit him with the little electric racket, though.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Yeah. Let me just get the foreskin. Just the foreskin.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's usually kind of moist, so. Moist.
Yeah. That way you could get, like, that electrically burnt cheesy smell. It'd be awesome.
Oh, God. You're not right. You are not right.
Hey, I'm reminding you of this before you actually attempt it. You know what I mean?
Dude, I just sucked your fucking dick.
I don't have foreskin. It's completely removed.
I know, but it's like you want me to never do it again.
And not only that, they gave me like a high and tight too. You know what I mean? There's no extra skin there. You know? They went straight army routine. Like, nah, we're getting it all. Fuck you.
Got scalped.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
No, I dig it.
Yeah,
it's quite tight. Because so like, you just like flick your tongue in the front of them, like just a little bit, and you're like, woo-hoo. I mean, you get jumpy.
Yeah, I do.
I like it.
Oh.
It's fun.
Okay,
Speaking of fun things, I'm going to try to come on.
It's a real fun one, guys.
I need to get weaned off of that word.
I'm weaning myself off of fun slowly.
I do. Wean. Yeah. I love that band name.
Sure.
Just, I do.
So what are we doing?
We're talking about freakiest world records for sex, like sex world records.
Longest cock? Biggest pussy?
Well, that might be in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the most...
Oh, so you don't know. This doesn't exist.
No, I did some of them. Oh, like, I kind of just, like, skimmed it, and I'm like, oh, this looks interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So how many do you think is the most orgasms in one day?
Well, that's going to be one of those people who just have continual ones. It's got to be somewhere north of 300.
You kind of overshot it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 200.
200, yeah. A lot.
So yeah. The world's most dangerous sex position is the cowgirl. Because a lot of dicks get fractured
broken
that
dicks.
Way.
Yes.
Fractured cocks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking at you. I am looking at you.
Well, I'm not
little
supposed
miss,
to look at you, so I can't tell
miss,
that you're looking
miss,
at me.
Your snatch thinks a cock is like 10 feet long. I try to tell you, look.
That's
look,
a compliment. Are you kidding me?
I hear you. I don't want a broken dick.
I don't want you to have a broken dick either.
Okay, good. Please don't break my... No.
Cock.
I don't even want to say it like in the same sentence. You know what I mean? I'm afraid.
You got to hear the look.
Because it completely could happen.
I know.
I know.
It almost did a couple times.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I'm aware.
The world's oldest virgin was 107 years old.
Oh.
Wow.
She die a virgin?
Yeah.
Somebody, no, nobody
She's
banged
107.
Her?
Who
she
wants
She a nun?
To? No. She
Nobody
was not
ain't
a nun.
Getting none.
Yeah.
That's a Katie joke.
She died in 2011. Yeah. She was just a couple months before 108th birthday. But fuck you.
Was she asexual? She could have been asexual.
Nah. Whatever. Maybe.
She ever diddle?
Didn't say.
Nobody asked her.
I'm sure
what
they have.
What kind of
have.
Bullshit is that? Like, I'd have had to ask her.
Have you ever touched a cock? It's like, oh, I'm the best at handies. Why do you think my forearms are a beast and I've got such arthritis?
My middle name is Popeye.
go. Oh, gosh. The longest permanent erection the rest of this guy's life. This 21-year-old Iranian guy.
Permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gained a constant semi-boner, like a little like chub, when he tattooed his cock with a Baro B Salamat, whatever. It means good luck in your journeys, and the letter M. So
okay,
he got a tattoo on his dick, and like scarring and shit. I'm guessing it's scarring, but it left him with like a half chub.
Huh. That doesn't count. Half chubs don't count.
Well,
if they have to like if blood is stuck down in your cock and it's breaking off into clots and going to your lungs, you know. That's what I'm talking about. If not, whatever.
You know, that just made me think of something real quick. I just want to give like a little bit of story. Rigor mortis, you know, when they say, oh, you die, you get hard, you know, rigor mortis, your dick gets hard. But they say, yeah, that does happen a lot, but it's not that big because when you die, the blood doesn't, you know, flow all the way. So you actually have like a micro hard on.
A micro peen.
When you die.
Huh. It's funny because coming out of break today, the song is micro penis.
This is so fucking funny.
Self-titled. I busted out a little knife party for you, just for you.
Ah, did you?
Yeah, because you were getting knife party curious.
Was I?
No. Oh. So you're going to have some, just so you know.
I'm going to have some.
You said micropeen, so. Yeah,
it's kind of funny, though. We kind of like the brain waves are weird little...
Micropeen?
See, we don't talk about this stuff before. Whatever, he's got full control of the audio. What goes on? He picks the songs and shit and even writes the little what says what. So,
yeah.
Well, you guys here is totally SE. The world's largest natural boobs.
Oh, big.
Can you just take a fathom?
We've said it before. So
I know, normal stits.
888 ZZZ, quadruple Z.
Yeah, it's
825 inches.
102 triple Z.
Nice.
Fucking gigantic pictures. First porn ever made was 1896.
A movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because people were doing live action forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
People fuck in front of people.
Sure.
But yeah.
People were carving them out on stone tablets.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Writing them on walls in Pompeii. They
Pompeii?
Were.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Pompeii, there were a lot of brothels.
Yes, that's yes. very true,
it was
too.
Very brothel heavy.
Did you know a duck has the world's largest penis?
No, that is not true compared to its body, maybe.
Well, it's 17 inches.
Okay, yeah. Well, there are people, there are whales with bigger cocks than 17 inches, so.
Wow. I'm just saying.
Compared to its body size, kind
of
thing.
I guess so.
Yeah.
How much do you think that the, how much weight do you think that the world's strongest crotch, vagina, can lift?
Like if you stuck a weight up in there and then she did the Kegel fucking wrap on it?
Yeah, she's got the world's strongest pussy.
I'm
going to
say she can deadlift 280 pounds.
No, there's no fucking way anyone can lift 230 pounds with their pussy.
Don't say no way. What is she holding on to? I mean,
nothing. It's just her pussy.
I know.
Oh, whoa. Like, what's inside?
Yes. I'm sure the size of the ball matters. I'm sure the type of the ball matters. I'm sure if you shove something up in there that was big enough, it would be easier for somebody to deadlift a bigger amount. You know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't show what they have or say what they have up inside her. They just show the weight's hanging from it. And she's given this like, she's
so
got a really weight? Stern face. 31 pounds.
Okay. So 200 sadly. I feel confident in women. You know, I believe in you women. You can do 200.
God.
I bet if somebody does Kegel up 200 pounds, it's going to be something Sigmund's daughter, something like that.
Probably.
It's going to be something daughter.
We probably will. These Icelandic women.
Yeah. They're all daughter. I don't know why.
Oh, well, the world's oldest prostitute, which I think is much older, but it says it was 82 years old.
Yeah. There were some, well, that they know of.
Now, I know I'm not weird, but am I crazy for wanting to try this? The world's most powerful sex toy is the 70-pound per square inch Kong. Now, I don't know what that means.
70 pounds per square inch.
Square inch of torque.
I don't know what they're measuring. I mean, I don't know, because like pounds per square inch is like a pressure rating. You know, so I don't really know what it's kind of referring to.
I don't know. It says the world's most powerful sex toy. Huh. So that's what kind of... The world's largest collection of erotic art is 4,000 items. The longest amount of time spent masturbating. 9 hours and 58 minutes.
Really?
From this dude in Japan.
That's it?
Yeah. It says my girlfriend just has less interest in sex.
I would think it would be more.
Apparently not.
I really would.
Nope, but it was 9 hours and 58 minutes, so basically 10 hours straight of jerking off. Dude, the Icelandic penis collection dude is in here.
Is he?
Yeah, for two. It's the world's largest collection. It's 200.
Of cock.
Yeah, 282.
He's got the cock knowledge.
He does, from 93 different species.
The strength of cock knowledge.
And he's still alive.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Huh.
He wasn't the sick one.
Yeah, but he doesn't run the thing anymore. He has somebody else is doing it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's kind of retired. It said that at the end of the fucking movie we watched.
Oh, I guess I missed that part. Well, I know he said that he was now complete, that he had a male dick.
The dickumentary.
Like, human. Yeah, it was a lonely member, lone member.
Some shit like that, yeah.
World's youngest mother, 5 years old.
Huh?
Yeah, the world's youngest mother was 5 years old. They even have pictures. Linda, whatever, of Peru, she was 5 years old when she gave birth to a son in 1939.
Who banged her?
Well, no, I think it was one of those like internal twins. Sometimes they're born, like a twin is born inside. Like you're pregnant with the... Anyway. Yeah.
Was the mother really friendly with the neighbor or what?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, because that... You know what I'm
like
saying?
I like the cookies he makes.
That sounds like one of those old school... Yeah, that's...
Pedophile.
That's your sister. I mean, that's your mother. Sorry.
Well, he died at the age of 40 in 1979, the son that she had.
Oh, yeah. They were full of shit. That five-year-old didn't have no fucking kid. Liars. Bastards.
I don't know.
You were nailing the neighbor.
Nailing the neighbor.
That's right. He lived in a tree next door.
He lived in the tree? Aww.
Well, you said it was like tribesmen in South America.
Peru.
See?
Well?
Tribesmen. Early 1900s.
Hey, that kid could have been your
no,
niece.
No, I doubt it.
No. What would that make you? Cousin.
Peruvians aren't known for their height and stature. I would be like a freak of Peruvian nature.
No.
You know what I mean?
I was saying like it's your uncle's kid.
Oh, well, he was in Colombia, but okay.
He was in Colombia?
Yeah,
oh,
Colombia. Whatever. And he was there in the 80s. That dude died in 79. So, died at 40 years old at 79. So, this was like in the 30s. So, in the
30s. Yeah, 39.
Yeah. So, in 1939. 37, 37, yeah. It definitely wasn't the mother who was pregnant. No, it was the 5-year-old. Sure. Yeah. Pff, immaculate conception. Talking about.
Whatever. Things were strange.
People
I don't know.
Be gullible as fuck.
Oh, whatever. Believe what you want.
That's pretty much it.
Let's talk about deep throating a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What am I going to get to deep throat?
There was a woman. She was asked about deep throating, and she was kind of asked about the first time. She said it was her idea to do it because she thought she was a woman and that's what she was supposed to do.
Like, yeah, try to fit it all in her mouth.
Yeah, that's what guys wanted and all guys wanted. And that's how you give a blowjob is you deep throat the cock.
Well, you don't have to. It's nice to have in your bag of tricks, I'm sure.
Well, she said she wanted to be good at it.
Okay.
She wanted to please her partner. Yeah.
So what'd she do?
She practiced on a banana first.
Okay.
Well, that's also what they say. Practice on sex toys and practice on bananas and such, like phallic shit first to try to...
Now, should you like tie a string onto this or anything,
yourself.
Like a wrist strap, like the Wii remote control? Should you have like something tied to something? You're like, whoa, I lost it. Oh,
no,
oh,
you're not going to. Yeah, make sure you have a chair or something that's about waist level. So in case you start choking, you can give yourself the Heimlich maneuver if you're by yourself.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because you don't want to choke to death on
Thank
like
you.
A nanner.
Thank
or,
you. Safety.
Yeah. Safety
first. Yeah.
Yeah.
We screw around and then get choked and it goes, it's Kinky Katie's fault.
Fuck that bitch. She's so mean.
She did it.
Limoncello.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I have a hermit crab of a pussy. And I
very soft teeth.
I'd really. Like to eat crab cakes with Jesus. It. They're so succulent.
Totally.
Pierre was just like, I never get what the fuck you're talking about, but that's okay. That's
yeah,
all right.
Someday.
Well, she said she wanted to try to impress the guy she was with, and that's why she started sucking bananas and stuff. She said thankfully he was smaller than the banana.
Is this a cautionary tale?
No,
did
no,
she,
no.
Did she learn how to deep throat? Did she get like throat cancer
or
anything?
Clit's not in her throat, but you know.
Yeah, well.
If you guys don't get the reference, that's okay. Deep throat.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway. But she loves to do it now. She hated before.
Okay. Now that she's mastered the...
Yeah, she's mastered the deep throat. That, I mean, she said most guys like to watch and that's the appeal to her.
Yeah.
She likes being like a sub.
Okay.
She likes practically choking on it.
Oh, yeah. Doing the violent blowjobs.
Yeah.
Those can be fun. And you really are surprised just exactly how far, like, somebody actually wants you to go.
That's
when
true.
You're throat fucking them. You're kind of like, huh, that's okay. All right. Okay.
And it's weird, though. I find that it was easier to do when I had been drinking. It's like you seem to be able to relax your throat more. But then again, you do have a higher risk of throwing up.
Well, you know, a little puke between. Deep throating, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Well,
just
you know,
don't do it on me.
The lining of the esophagus, it's fantastic lube.
Well,
it is.
Yeah.
It is, but that's the lining of the esophagus, and that's not, you know, that's not Cosby sweater time.
Yeah, no. No.
If you guys don't know what a Cosby sweater is, look it up.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's in your Urban Dictionary.
Get out of your fucking closet, man.
That's but, right.
I mean, I would hope, you know, because that's a commonly used one.
If you're a fan of this show, I kind of would think that you would have some of the terminology down. But you know what? I mean, I don't have all the terminology down, so I can't even really.
Katie, yeah. is that when like somebody puts like little roofies all over a sweater? Is that what that is, Katie?
If that's what you think it is, then yes.
So maybe from a Christmas tree or something, possibly.
Why don't you ask a girl, the next girl that sucked your dick, why don't you say, hey, why don't you give me a Cosby sweater? And why don't you just experience it firsthand?
Uh-huh.
All I'm going to say is keep like some paper towels handy or towels.
Yeah.
Do it on your bed, though. It's perfect on your bed.
Why?
Actually, do it on your parents' bed. Even better.
Ew.
Oh, no. I love it. It's awesome.
Ew. Vanilla paste or cuttlefish?
Vanilla paste.
Cuttlefish.
No, vanilla paste.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Terrible. Just terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. All right, well, I think we're going to go to a little intermission, Bricky Poo.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are going to get to hear a clip from this Friday's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, where we take a recent episode of this live Monday show and we speed it up, or as SC does, he scrolls it up. And then, yeah, you get to hear the whole entire show, but this is just a little peeky poo. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World right here on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Oh my gosh, the last time we were on here live, it was the 4th of July.
Yeah, it was.
Surprisingly quiet 4th of July.
It was.
Well, hopefully all of you guys survived with all of your digits, unlike a couple of people from South Florida.
Well,
yeah,
they didn't survive with their digits. Important
no.
digits?
No, there's two.
Nuts.
Those
balls.
Are digits.
What?
Do you they count those as digits?
I don't know. Sometimes you do. If you need 11. You know, if you logically...
12?
Well, no.
If you only have one nut?
I count the shaft first. So that's the next one after the fingers. Comes the cock. Then the balls. Then the toes.
So do you count balls as one or two?
No, two.
All right. Because so
I can see
two. Three.
Yeah, no. You start with the cock. Then you go to the
that's
balls.
One. That's
then you go to
two
the feet.
And three.
Yes.
And that's an extra 10. That's 13.
Plus the other 20 makes 23.
What other 20?
Then when you factor in the other factors, you can get as high as 42.
The answer is always 42, no matter what it is. It really doesn't matter.
Okay, do you have a point here? Is there a point? Were you going to read talking? Do you know what you were talking about?
You were talking about digits and just went on a tangent about nuts and such. I was just going
to
say.
Because I count nuts, cock and balls as digits. To me, they're digits, yes. They can be counted as digits, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys.
When I'm doing higher math, sometimes I need extra shit. And that's when I throw the cock and the balls in there. Then I can get up to a higher number.
And then you can count your gray hairs, too.
Yeah.
If you really want to go.
Sure. Sure, or yours. Either way.
Yeah,
it's
you can do
hard.
That,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Just the ones on my pussy, though, because you're the one in my head that just died. I'm having fun tonight.
I'm glad you are.
There's that word.
All right.
Yay.
Hey.
We got a fun shit. I think I might have jinxed myself.
You got a fun what? What's fun?
No, we've got a new tits man. That's
okay.
Going to be awesome.
New one.
Yes.
All right.
I should have new tits.
Oh, good.
Nipples.
You're learning.
Nipple orgasms.
Oh, nipple orgasms.
You know, I know you like Miracle Whip sometimes, which I find absolutely repulsive. I'm talking about like, no. I'll tell you why. Because
you were talking about fingers. But what happened to blowing off digits?
We already moved past that.
Oh, okay, we stuck and move.
Yeah, because the story that I had to go along with it wasn't as interesting as the one you were having. So I was like, fuck it. I'd rather roll with yours.
Nice. So then you just abandoned it.
You know
part
what?
Through.
I think let's talk fisting.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da.
That involves digits.
That does involve digits.
You'd be glad if somebody blew off some digits for some fisting. You know what I mean?
It'd be like a stump of, you know, kind of like the handle of a baseball bat.
That's right. Sometimes you can get in some really interesting places when you have like a gnarly nub. You know what I mean? Because it gets the spots that other people can't get to because your thumb is on backwards now. Because you blew it off last year. And you have a pinky that was grown on a mouse.
And now, on with the show.
Back to Kinky Katie's World. I'm RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com. You can get me on Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio, and you can email me KinkyKatieRadio@gmail.com.
So you can tell it's knife party because it's got that like European thing going on. You know what I mean?
Dash. Yes, he did like to dance.
Like you picture some little blonde-haired Danish kid, like with some goofy glasses on and a whistle.
And a bunch of, like, beads.
Yeah.
Like, beaded bracelets. And necklaces.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those candy ravers.
That's good.
Yeah. That should like my parachute pants. And silly buzzards are shiny.
You pet my monkey?
We fuck now? Yes? Oh, that's good. It's okay. My parents are home. We go use this spa, this sauna. It's kind of funny that micropenis is the name of the song.
Why is that funny?
Well, because we're talking about now guys who brag about their cock size are the worst in bed.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, just because you claim to have a big dick or like bigger than average dick, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can fuck. No, it's really true.
Yeah.
Because some guys are absolutely fucking huge and they can't.
They can't. What do they do? What happens?
It's just not good. No. I mean, like, some guys are just like big and cumbersome and they're just kind of like try to cram it all in. It's like, ow, that really hurts and you're not doing anything for me.
Oh.
I don't know. It's pretty bad. Oh. There was this one chick, Tori. She said, I met this guy one night in college.
Last name?
Shut up. She met this
hair
she met
color,
this
eye color.
Shut the fuck up. Age, she met weight. This guy one night in college and she thought that he was hot.
What's your astrology sign?
Said it must have been the tequila, but long story short, she took him home. They didn't have a condom, so she said, I'm not gonna fuck you. So she gave him a blowjob and then she just called it a day. Well, the morning he was like, aren't I big? Suck it again and tell me how good I taste.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she said that she thought he was kidding, but then she started getting all these weird messages from him about he's probably the biggest I've ever seen and how, you know, I was so good and how it was awesome that they fucked, you know, that they didn't fuck because she wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he fun, though? Did she say, was it? No.
No.
Okay.
No, she's like, ugh, you guys are such a fucking... You
know, what a douche.
It doesn't matter
was
how
it
many...
Was it big?
She didn't even say.
Oh, come on. Didn't even tell you?
No.
How do you go through all that and not find out if it was actually big or if he was, you know...
Who cares? If he talks like that...
Telling fish stories or what?
Maybe
I need
he's,
to know.
Well, maybe he's one of those guys that has a humongous hog and he's just like... Aren't I big? And he wants you to be like, no, it's small and it sucks.
Well, what did he think? Like, I'm interested in what he thought big was. You know what I mean? Are we talking like Lexington Steel big? Because that's fucking big.
Big dick from Razzfest?
That's what I'm saying. Jeez, like what are we taught? What are we working with here? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but that thing is ridiculous. I couldn't have sex with that. He would have. No. And anal sex? Holy crap. And she used silicone hair styling stuff as lubricant.
It does depend on what happens when it gets erect.
No, that's
you know, I mean, it was big regardless, but it wasn't scary big if it didn't get any bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
like
we've
seen way bigger cocks though.
Well, we have,
yes.
But
we've
just...
seen such way Sorry. Bigger cocks, Katie.
Oh my God, so I mean, many dicks.
Big cock, but if it doesn't get any bigger, really, it's kind of like...
It's so not worth it. It's like, yeah.
He's in like the 50 percentile, really? Come on.
It's the growers that aren't showers that are the surprise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to see it fully. You can't judge it. Unless it's erect.
I mean,
that's just the way it goes.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. Because if Ed, that were, you're totally a grower,
unless it was like that guy at the bar, the Jamaican dude at O'Malley's. That dude laid around flaccid. It was 10 inches in the size of your fucking wrist.
Jesus
so,
fucking
even
Christ.
Even if it just got erect, it was fucking massive.
Doesn't even matter.
I mean, it was twice the size of the other dude's cock. I mean, I think mostly, though, because he was a small guy, and it really accentuated the fact of what was – you know what I mean? But
– his fucking cock was huge. Yeah. For those of you out there that aren't familiar with the story, let me just tell you, it started off at a bar, and SC was talking to a guy in the bathroom.
Yeah, both of us are completely straight, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy was just that big to where you're taking a whiz. You're taking a whiz, and all of a sudden you catch like this shadow out of the corner. You're like, what the fuck? And literally it like startles you because you think like he's pulling something out to hit you with it or something. You know what I mean?
Chris, you're slinging like, your shillelagh.
What the fuck? And immediately, and you don't, I didn't say anything to him, but I was kind of like startled. And he started laughing. You know what I mean? Because he completely knew that his giant arm-sized fucking cock, like, all of a sudden you catch it out of the corner of your eye and you just get shocked. You can't help it. So he had to show Katie.
Yeah. So
anyway,
he had to show me. So I went and I was like, well, I obviously can't go into the bathroom with you because they're in on me already. They know what I do in the bathroom. So we went out to the car in the parking lot. And he whipped it out. I was like, oh my God. Then there was this big bodybuilder lesbian who was like uber militant lesbian. Well, we were telling her about it, talking to her about it. She saw it. She kind of like looked down his pants and then grabbed him and took him to her car and she fucked the crap out of him, which we were kind of surprised.
Yeah, she was really militant.
Get very militant.
Hi, Katie.
Very like.
When are we going out?
Anti-male.
When are you going to dump this fucking loser?
Holy
this
crap.
Cock carrier.
What is this? Ugh, bah.
Jesus. He handles chode every day.
Hey, there was a couple of people that wanted to.
I've been chode free since 89, Katie.
Oh my God. That's how I chose. That was my choice. I chose to be chode free.
What are we talking about, by the way?
I don't know. We're talking about... Do you
what's
know,
going on?
We never had a nickname for
what
your
happened?
Dick.
No.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Well, there's some people that have nicknames. Channing Tatum named his Gilbert.
But why? I don't...
Anthony Kiedis has Anton the Swan.
Oh, boy.
Owen Wilson is the Butterscotch Stallion.
Butterscotch, huh?
The Butterscotch Stallion. Macaulay Culkin. Guess what his is?
What?
Floyd. Oh, here is one that was kind of fucked up. John Mayer. You know that, like, he's a musician. Who's like,
I've heard of him.
Girls be kind to your daughters. You know that. Wait, wait.
Okay.
David
that
Duke.
Really didn't mean anything. What? He's a racist.
That's what I said.
Really?
Yeah, his dick is named David Duke.
Because he doesn't fuck what?
I guess not.
But...
I know, that's what I was like.
That can't, come on, really?
I'm just saying, it's kind
really?
Of fucked up.
That's real fun. Why don't you just call him like Sherman Bedford Forrest or Nathan Bedford Forrest?
I don't know who that is.
But he was a Confederate war general.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, that's
run,
awfully
Forrest, tell- run.
It's
that's
awfully
who Forrest,
telling about your...
that's who Forrest was named after. You didn't see fucking
Forrest Gump?
There you go.
I saw it twice in the theater.
Yeah, well, he was named after Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Confederate.
Well, moving on. Hugh Jackman is old James Rogers. Gary Busey.
Oh, God. What?
Big Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I know. A little sad.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know. I don't think I could like deal with having like naming it or whatever. Call it whatever you want, but don't like expect me to call it the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
I remember a friend of mine, he told her to name it Monty.
Really?
Well, she was scary underage and he just got out of jail and he was just like, ugh. And she used to fuck him. I know. I used to take him over to her house, like take her to go meet him in the hotel.
Yeah, no, I think that's a real creepy name for a cock. Well, Monty. I mean, I think any name is pretty creepy. I mean, for me, because it would just seem creepy for me, like having some girl say, you know, why don't you pull out Monty? Okay,
oh.
Sure. Doesn't really make me want to fuck. Why don't you just say my cock, my fat cock? You know what I'm saying? That makes me a little more Randy than you could call. You could. There you go. Call it cock. You can call it cock all you want. What's its name? Cock.
Let me see. Bing bong.
Fat cock and not micro peen. No, it can't even have peen in it.
You can't name it cute.
It can't be ball peen. It can be. There is no peen.
I'll name it WD-40.
Ew.
I don't know. You know how all of this crap that Target's getting about having transgender bathrooms, like having you can use whatever the fuck kind of bathroom you want to?
Are they getting crap? Are they? Okay.
This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you tell me that it is, I accept it.
Okay, well, here we go with something new. There's a dude who identifies as a woman.
Okay.
Even though they showed his picture. This is not a trans woman. He was absolutely not trying at all to look female.
Yeah, he's making some kind of excuse.
He's making an excuse because this dude, he was arrested in Idaho last week for
he was trying to get in the ladies' bathroom.
He was in the dressing room. He got arrested for a felony voyeurism. He was taking pictures of a woman in a Target dressing room.
Oh,
like he went into the women's dressing room and she noticed his hand like up over the top of the thing, and he was taking pictures of her.
Yeah. Would it matter if he was in the men's dressing room doing the same thing? I mean, he's still victimizing somebody by sticking a camera over a thing.
Well,
like,
because,
does it matter?
Well, apparently it does. Because because of everything that's going on with the whole trans thing. And
women
then
are weak.
Women
are just weak and feeble. That's why.
Stop it.
Well, that's exactly what you're saying. When you say that it's more somehow more dangerous for that to happen to a man or a woman, that's bullshit. It's the same. It's the same fucking crime either way.
Okay.
If somebody's filming you while you're changing, whether man or woman, doesn't really fucking matter.
No, and I didn't say that it was.
I'm just saying in general to the people who have a problem with anybody.
And there's going to be.
I mean, really, it's not the fact that there was a man in the ladies' area. It was the fact that he fucking used a camera
to invade someone else's privacy.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with... You know, whatever.
No.
You're supposed to keep in your own shit. And whether he did that in a men's dressing room or a ladies' dressing room, it's exactly the same amount of fucking wrong.
That's right. I'll agree with you. Hey, I think we're going to go to... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. you saw me grab a cup.
I was just about to say it. I'm like,
Yeah, what do you want?
We're going to go to your favorite segment.
Sure we are. Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news.
Jesus.
It's time once again for
Tits Man.
This week's Tits Man is the most what the fuck cartoon porn parodies. See if you guys like really uber duber over the top cheesy porn and parodies, which I do.
Yes, that's half the fun of porn.
I enjoy them. They are very fun. You need to check these out if you're into the cartoons.
It's fantastic.
It's punrific.
That's all I got. I only had the one.
We got Scooby-Doo, XXX. Hey, Brie Olsen is Daphne.
Is she?
Yeah.
Does she do a good Daphne?
She just does good. I think she's cutie.
Yeah, she is.
I dig her. All right, then we got Family Guy, the XXX parody.
Oh, and that's real life actors?
Yeah, these are real life actors.
Okay.
So you've got Meg and you've got Quagmire. Yeah. Uh-huh. All of that. And now a lot of these, if you go to like Ranker and go to the most, you know, WTF cartoon porn parodies, you'll see it. And a lot of these have like little video snippets so you can like check out a little bit. There's Sailor Moon, a XXX interactive parody.
Well, I can see that happening because Sailor Moon is quite erotic.
Of course. Strokeymon.
Okay.
Instead of Pokemon.
But like, yeah.
I mean, they have a Pikachu that you the fuck. That's what the noise she makes. She's taking a big shit all over your chest.
Did you catch that Pokemon flying out of the end of my cock?
Did you get it? Good Lord. We have the 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I like that one. That's a good name.
10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow. That's not even close to the tune.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
See, you don't think that I can sing any of the things.
No, it's just when you're off, when you're
you're that off.
When you're that off, you're that off. It just doesn't sound like the song.
Well, I'm going to have to stop it now because that page has crashed. So, and it won't come back. So that is your Tits Man for the week.
Tits Man.
That's right.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
No more tits for you.
Nope.
No more tits.
Limoncello!
I will post some on Twitter, so you'll be happy you can see my tits there.
They just go on and on in the same way. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Ass gnome, you know.
Not The ass gnome.
The ass gnome, yeah.
Oh, no.
Sure. It's Attack of the Ass Gnome.
Attack of the Ass Gnome.
Yep. 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, no. Oh, actually, that's something else.
Sure. Did everything crash?
No.
No?
Oh.
Just that article?
Yeah, just that one.
What did you do to your internet? What happened?
Nothing. It's just like this thing's been running a little slow lately.
Huh.
Like it's still waiting to do something. All right. Well, summertime is here and a lot of people, they're kind of outside. I don't know why. No, actually, most people like the outside and nature and shit like that. I'm not one of those people. But what can you do when you are like paperweight? Oh, well, that's okay. But Nivea, you know Nivea, right? Like Nivea, the beauty product people?
No, but I'll take your word for it. They're beauty product people?
Yeah, they make lotions and stuff.
Okay, I'm like not that. Really in their target demographic, I don't think.
Well.
For men, women, both?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like you've actually used one of their lotions before.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, well, they created this robot seagull that shit sunscreen.
Now. Is he like a drone that they let loose over the beach?
Yeah.
And he just indiscriminately. What if he shits on my nachos?
And he
what if he shits on my hot dog?
Well, they like mostly shit on children. That's.
But wait a minute.
That's why I'm serious.
But no.
What do you mean?
What if I was just about to eat my children?
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I was just trying to throw out some. But. It just indiscriminately flies around crapping on kids?
It flies around crapping on people.
How does it know that they're kids? You said it targets kids. How does it know?
Well, they say that they have it on like the video or their commercial.
Okay.
It's all kids.
Oh.
But.
That just happens to be who's wandering around on the beach.
Right, where they're saying, you need more sun protection. You need to protect your skin.
So they released a seagull.
Release the seagull right into. I mean, how do you know, too, if you're not paying attention, if it's sunscreen or seagull shit?
Oh, no. Or even worse.
Oh.
Yeah. The seagull operators.
The bird jizz. People. No, it's the bird people. Suck my balls. Suck my balls.
No, it's just the seagull operators jizz. He saves it up for all year long.
The
for summer
operator.
Yeah, he lives in Alaska, so all he's got to do all winter
is
set the world record for how long he can actually masturbate and how much sperm he can collect in one winter, and then subsequently dump on people in Florida through a seagull robot.
He could freeze them in ice cube trays, so then you like lock them in the chamber like one by one, but like, pew, pew.
Well, we didn't say like seagull hail here.
No.
Yeah, now you're gonna like put an eye out too when the seagull operators come.
Fuck you, beach people.
So basically, this is just an ad with a seagull. It's not a real seagull.
No, it is. They made it.
That okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't green screen that.
No.
Sure.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
I'm saying.
All right. How do you know? You have a crash computer. I don't know how you crash an apple.
I don't know either.
That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, there's a pizza box. You know, kind of, well, first, yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, God.
How scary appropriate.
Oh, my God.
There's this pizza place that offers a box with, like, parts that you can make, you can turn into a pipe to smoke things from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pizza box.
It's like a perforated rectangle on the box that you
Colorado.
Can punch out and roll. It, I don't know, but you can roll it into kind of like a tubular shape. Then you know the little doohickey that sits in the center of the pizza that keeps the top from like smushing and sticking on the cheese? Well, it's made out of ceramic, and there's a place on the side for you to pack things in it.
Huh.
And then it fits on the end. It just slides into the end of the cardboard and voila, there you go. Enjoy your pizza. And here's your...
Do they have instructions on the box?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's perfect instructions.
Cool. I bet it's just a box manufacturer. You know what I mean? Looking to sell to people in Washington and like Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Soon to be California.
I'm sure there is too.
And other places.
Come to Florida.
Yeah.
You should.
Well.
You can get the candy ones. They're like lollipops. They're like big lollipops.
What candy ones?
Candy pipes.
Candy pipes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember seeing candy pipes.
I used to sell them when I worked at Fair Villa. They used to have them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems counterintuitive. Sugar burns.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And not only that, it gets like super molten hot when it burns.
Ugh.
It does.
Who cares? Let people do it. And if they're, I mean, get an apple. It's organic. No. Smoke the trees from stuff from the trees.
It'll just start running slow.
That's
unexpectedly in the middle of a show.
It's all right.
Wow.
There was a guy, he was from Pennsylvania. He was using embalming fluid from a human brain to kind of douse his joints with to get a more intense high. Yeah.
Embalming. Yeah.
We heard a little bit about it this morning. I said, oh, that's on my topic list.
He was keeping a brain. Yeah. He wasn't doing just embalming fluid. He somehow had a brain in embalming fluid and he just kept dipping it into the brain.
Yeah. He kept like sticking it through. Well, actually, his aunt found the brain in a shopping bag while she was cleaning his trailer. And the guy told police that he used the formaldehyde to soak his pot in for a better, more potent high.
Why did he just get like an animal body part? Why did he have to get like a human brain? It would have drawn no red flags or anything.
I don't know. He said that he named it. He fucking named the brain Freddy, and he said he stole it from, it was a medical specimen that he stole.
That's like big red flag, having human brain. You could have had like the three-headed goat in there and nobody would have thought twice.
Yeah.
And still be dipping your joints in formaldehyde.
I know, right?
Yeah. Cool. Dippy.
Dippy, dippy. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know how we talked about some of the like weird niche dating sites like farmersonly.com?
We've talked about a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's one for everything.
There is. Well, here's some that we haven't talked about.
Yeah. Like, there's my favorite so far was the one for conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
I forget that. Forget which one that was.
Awake,
that was good.
Or...
Awake, something like that.
Well, that's on here. One of those other, there's a witching dating site.
Okay.
Dating site for witches.
What is this, a list of...
This is the weirdest niche dating sites.
Cool. Is it niche or niche?
I don't know, honestly.
I always say niche. I think it's a French word.
I think it is niche.
I'm pretty sure it's niche. I've always said niche. It's like GIF and GIF. Only retards say GIF.
We're not.
Just so you know.
We're not having this
debate.
I'm
just saying it's totally true. GIF, like giraffe. Long and tall. Not short and squat. GIF.
His name's like Geoffrey?
You just... Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, the awake dating is what you're talking about.
Awake. Yep.
Yeah. With the tinfoil-headed people at heart.
Yes.
Diaper mates.
And on that awake one is where they list, like, the kinds of conspiracies they're into. Because, you know, you can't mix, like, 9/11 truthers with like chemtrailers. You know what I mean? Two completely different groups.
Or, you know, there is that third group, which is a little melding of the two.
Sure.
But they have a couple things like, then. Well, it's the other category.
Yeah. They wear furry suits, too.
Non-binary. The diaper mates, those are people, you know, who are into the whole infantilism.
There you go.
Trek passions for Star Trek enthusiasts.
Yep.
Gluten-free singles.
Gluten-free singles. Wow.
That sounds like a disgusting processed cheese food.
Fucking wow.
Yes.
Gluten-free singles.
Yep.
Can it just be called Douches Connect?
Well,
could it be something like
wait a minute, wait. Though. I mean, if you put...
There are people who have a problem with gluten, yes.
There are. So, but for the people who have the problem, and for the people who are... Well, and for the people who are full of shit, whatever, they can find other people that are full of shit, too.
I mean, how many
people
do we know that claim some kind of gluten problem, and then we'll watch them fucking house a pan of lasagna?
Three.
Like, or just, like, 15 pieces of regular pizza and really not have any issues with their stomach at all. But the second you break out a nice fucking crusty sourdough, it's like you just jizzed in her fucking face. You know what I mean?
Or the moment you mention something about gluten.
Yeah.
Then they freak the fuck out. Oh, my God, that had gluten in it.
Oh, my Jesus. Holy crap. I mean, anyway.
You're new to this fad. I suggest you read up on it.
Oh, God.
Meet an inmate.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm. You can meet someone in jail who's ready to go.
We used to just call that like pen pal. That's all, you know, prison inmate pen pal. Come on.
It's called, you know, how to prevent yourself from being a cat lady.
Oh, God.
The Atlas Sphere. Is there people who are just obsessed with the book Atlas Shrugged?
Oh, who is John Galt?
So, yeah.
Do you know? You don't know. It's in the book.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
My 420 mate.
Okay, see? That, some of them are making sense.
Yeah. Farmers only. We talked about...
I mean, I almost see like the John Galt people being in league with the Awake.
Yeah.
You know, conspiracy people. Yeah, because like big government, big corporation, anti-big corporation. Atlas Shrugged was big on that. So it's almost like a subsect of Awake anyway.
All right.
That's got to be like a terribly, terribly narrow fucking dating site. You know what I mean? Any Ayn Rand fans around, you know?
There's three people on it.
She died like in 1950. Nah.
Trucker Passions. So if Buzzy's listening.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're tired of lot lizards, you can try these. Equestrian singles. So I don't know if that means you're into horses or if you're just into horses.
Or you have a horse face or a horse cock. Either way, it's all about horses.
If it's horse related, even if you're into pony play, here we go.
Do you like crops? Try us out. Is she a bit? Try her out. I totally spit that bit.
She belong in a stable? Oh, my God. All right, I think we're out of here for this evening, for this week. But you can catch me Friday afternoon, Kinky Katie's World, fast forward. Shut up.
You'll find me.
If you'd like, if you like the little clip we played, you're going to hear the whole hour. And that is from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RazRadioLive.com. And KinkyKatieRadio.com.
And then
Friday night, you can get me a one-night stand hosted by my bestie from the Westie, Miss Amber. And that is from 10 p.m. to midnight, Eastern Standard Time. All sorts of fun stuff. It turns into just chaotic mess. I love it. I have a good time. All right, well, I got to add anything you want to say, SE?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Shallow.
All right, everyone, you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will see you on the social media that I'm not suspended from, because I'm Pimperts of Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.